All right, good evening, Lawrence. You're listening to 90.7 KJHK. I'm Haven, your co-host for Live at KJHK. And in studio, we have an interview with the local artist, Kavehi. Hey, Kavehi, how's it going?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Always. Let's just start. We're going to just start it off fast.
Sounds good.
Let's talk about your origins.
Let's do it.
You're originally from LA?
I'm originally from Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hawaii, and then I moved to LA and hated it. And now I'm in Kansas, because that's the natural progression for all Hawaiians is Hawaii, LA, Kansas, you know? Yeah.
We're unlocked. When I was, you know, like reading up on you and when we first heard about you and stuff, I was like, LA to Kansas. It's usually the other way around, yeah. You know? A lot of people I know are from Kansas and head out west, so it's pretty unique that you're doing the opposite.
Yeah. Everyone's always, I mean, the first question is like, what's wrong with you? What are you smoking? No, I mean, you know, I wanted to get out of Los Angeles and I was dying to get out of there. And I was thinking more like Seattle, Portland area, but, you know, but my husband, he found the studio in Eudora. It's called Black Lodge.
And,
you know, the Get Up Kids were running it at that time.
Yeah.
And they were looking to get out. And I wanted to move and he showed me this beautiful studio. And I was like, wow, this is so amazing. This is in Portland. He's like, no. You should have told me that. But, you know, he came out here and he checked it out and loved the Lawrence scene. And
yeah.
I didn't see it or step foot in Kansas until, like, I was there at the U-Haul showing up.
Oh, man. Like, that's a risk.
Ta-da. I know.
I would classify that as a risk.
Trust.
So were you a lot of trust. Were you happy when you, I mean, what were your emotions from that? Just, you know, that's a huge change of pace.
Yeah. I mean, in Hawaii, I was from two islands, Oahu and the Big Island. And the Big Island's very kind of country and lots of farmland. So it was kind of a smaller adjustment for me because, you know, my husband's from Los Angeles. He's born and raised there.
Yeah.
He's from, like, the city.
Right.
And so it was, you know, I mean, for me, it was, I love it because I travel all the time and I'm always in big cities. And it's really good to come back home and chillax.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's very mellow out here.
It is.
The stress level, commuting and everything else is low. So I could see where that would be nice. But
everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, you better watch out for the traffic. I'm like, how much time does that add on, you know? They're like, oh, you know, it adds like another 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
That's nothing.
Not from L.A.
Uh-uh.
3 hours is more like
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome that you took the chance.
Yeah.
And you're enjoying it, right?
Very much. I mean, yeah. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I've never been to Kansas. But, man, I really love it. I mean, everybody's really great. And, you know, I really enjoy Lawrence. It's a really great city. You know, it's small. Like, it's small enough, but big enough.
Yeah.
All in the same sentence, you know.
I'm pretty sure that's how most residents, Lawrencians, feel about it. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's like a perfect little city.
It is.
In my opinion.
I'm like, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anyone about this spot.
Everybody, yeah. But I doubt it. I mean, it's such a great city that it's bound to be,
More
and more. I feel like even from, you know, we've been here for like a year and a half, and I feel like it's even busier just from when we moved.
I would agree, and I would agree that, like, the music scene has just flourished since I've been here, which isn't very long, but you can just tell, you can already tell the differences and there's a lot of good stuff happening here.
Yeah.
A lot of artistic stuff, a lot of great musicians coming here and developing here as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a great town.
Yeah. So your husband's also a musician.
Yes.
How did you guys meet?
He was a producer, in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Hawaii and there was his company that he worked for, the production company, they were kind of looking to form this big, like, super group. So they did auditions, held auditions, and I tried out, and I was one of, like, four people that was a part of the group.
Cool.
There were, like, you know, thousands of people, and they kind of dwindled it down to the four of us. So, you know, they moved us out to Los Angeles and that's how I met him. And he wasn't working on our stuff, but he was one of the producers there. And he produces all of my music. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, and he shoots all my videos.
Wow.
So it's really like a two-person team.
That's a good duo. I think it's really nice to see, like, husband and wives or, you know, just significant others in general.
Yeah.
Working together because that takes a lot,
you
know?
It does. I mean, it's good, you know, when we're not trying to kill each other. It's really great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's great that, you know, he travels with me when he can. And you know, yeah, we work together on everything. And mm-hmm. it really is a great dynamic. I can't imagine anyone else. We both kind of have, you know, sonically the same kind of idea and
cool
and dreams, so yeah, it works out.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Where did you get your start with music? What got you into music, first of all?
I'm just, you know, when I moved out to Los Angeles after, you know, being in that band, first of all, I hated the band. I ended up quitting like 2 months in. It just wasn't my deal.
Yeah,
you know? It was one of those, like, you know, 7-year contract, kind of 360 deal, and you know, singing stuff, and I just wasn't really interested. It just wasn't what I didn't know at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like my first real thing. I had never been outside of Hawaii, and you know, of course, someone comes to you with a big, huge contract,
right,
and you're gonna say yeah. I mean, I said yeah, and, and you know, I had no idea. I mean, I'm glad for the experience because I would have never discovered that, you know, this is really what I love to do.
Yeah.
And maybe not this style and, you know, executed this way, but mm-hmm. this is what my passion was.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always been, you know, I always joke, like, my grandpa's nickname for me was Lekio in Hawaiian. That means radio. And I never shut up. I was always singing, playing.
That's,
I mean,
so sweet.
I'm Asian, so, you know, it was either piano or violin. That, you know, the lessons, your parents are like, choose, pick now. So piano was a little less boring to me. So I did that, you know, and I was just kind of always into music. And
yeah.
I think, you know, it really hit me when I was in my teens and started writing, and it was kind of like, all right, this is it for me.
Very cool. That's a good, it's a very good story. Where do you draw your inspiration from musically? Is it other artists? You know, you did the cover of Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana. People know you for that.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Is Nirvana an inspiration for you, or is it just like you really like the song, or?
Yeah, I mean, well, a lot of the covers I do, you know, they're all part of my Kickstarter projects.
Yeah.
You know, I have backers and they back specifically for a
right.
song. So that's why it's like a wide range of songs, you know, mm-hmm. from like Maroon 5, which I probably wouldn't pick myself, you know, to something like Nirvana, which I would, you know, and it kind of ranges in that range.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I grew up on stuff like Nirvana and, you know, Nine Inch Nails, kind of more, you know, harder.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I draw inspiration from all different types of music. A lot of, you know, the EPs that I put out of my original stuff, mm-hmm. you know, some of them were ideas from backers. You know, I did a whole EP where it was all, you know, backers who wanted a song written about a specific thing.
That's really neat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I did another EP where it was all with, like, toy instruments, and it was all about toys and, like, your childhood and all that stuff. So, I mean, I always have a different theme, and I always kind of have a different idea, and I, you know, draw a lot from my fans and my backers, and I think that's why, I mean, I prefer it that way.
Yeah.
And these projects have, you know, like, progressively gotten better, and I think people wanna, you know, nowadays with, like, you know, the Taylor Swifts and Katy Perry's out there. I mean, it's good to connect, you know, with the artists.
I would agree. I think it's important, or I think it's special what you're doing and important, but how, you know, like your fans and the backers are like, this is what we want to hear. And you're open to everything and you're trying it. And, you know, you're making a really good connection with people, which is really cool and important to you know, fans, you know, and you. So.
I mean, people like pee their pants when they see the video. And they're like, oh my God, I had no idea you were going to do it like that, you know, which is awesome. Like, that's what I am hoping for is, you know, that they're as passionate about it as I am. And yeah, it's really fun. I prefer to do it this way. A lot of people, you know, since Heart-Shaped Box kind of, you know, I had no one knew me. And after that, it was like all of a sudden I'm on Spin, Huffington Post, and People. I mean, all that all that stuff I had never planned. And, you know, I mean, the number one question is like, so are you going to sign with a record deal? And, you know, I honestly, no.
That's cool.
I mean, I like how things are going. I'm fine with the pace I'm at. You know, my only, like, in the at the end of the day, my ultimate goal is, you know, paying the bills.
Right.
And making music. And I'm doing that right now. And
you can't. Why mess with a good thing?
Yeah, you can't go wrong, really.
What would you say your favorite cover is that you've done?
Oh, that's difficult. I mean, the... You know, the Michael Jackson one's kind of a big thing for everybody because, you know, everyone loves Michael Jackson and I have my dogs in there and everybody loves my dogs. They're like the fixture of everybody. If I don't have them, they're like, where's your dogs, man? But I really enjoyed, you know, the Nine Inch Nails cover just because I'm a fan and I remember the first time I heard that song and you know, a tiny Asian chick saying, you know, the F-bomb is really kind of, you know, something that people kind of dig, and I dig it too. So yeah, it's a good thing to like kind of throw people off.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah.
It's a good attention grabber.
I like too, so. I like to shake it up.
Awesome. Well, let's see. Oh, let's see. What else would you be doing if you weren't doing music or if you weren't living in Kansas?
Honestly, I mean, yeah, everybody asks me that and I mean, there's no plan B.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you approach anything that way, any passion, no plan B, there's no way that you'll go wrong. You know,
it's true.
When you're faced with, you know, having to pay the bills, but not giving up, you know, what you're passionate about, you know, you'll make it work.
Yeah.
You'll find ways.
That's totally true.
You know, I mean, I spent years of, you know, eating ramen every day and, and like charging everything on credit cards and not, you know, not affording anything. And, but you know, I think when you don't have that other option to fall back on, you make things happen.
Yeah. I would agree with that 100%. well, you, so Spin was like heart-shaped box. You got to check this out. How has that changed? Has that changed you? Are you surprised? How does it feel to even be featured by Spin? Like
bananas. I mean, I think it first hit Esquire and that was,
that's right.
Redonkulous. I mean, I literally went from 6 months ago. I had, I don't know, maybe, you know, like 6,000 fans on Facebook.
Yeah.
And now I'm like pushing 130,000.
Whoa.
In 6 months, you know, so.
That's big.
Kind of like something I never expected. I mean, people ask me that all the time. They're like, when you do these videos, do you do it, you know, with that intention of, you know, it going viral? I'm like, uh-uh. You know, I mean, you can't do anything that way. You just have to do it. And I've been doing videos for a long time before that cover hit. I mean, the Michael Jackson cover was out for 2 years and it was like hovering under, you know, like 100,000 views and then all of a sudden it's like 2 million views. I mean, you just never know when it's going to happen with the, you know, with the interwebs, like everything's out there. And yeah, I mean, it was crazy just waking up the next morning. I mean, after Esquire put it, you know, and then Spin, and then it was like everywhere.
Yeah.
And I never expected that to ever happen. But, you know, it was cool. Just, it's great to kind of expand, you know, the fan base and kind of reach more people. And that's, you know, the ultimate goal.
Yeah. No, that's important. It's still pretty crazy to think of how fast you've grown in popularity fast. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's definitely a definition of an overnight success.
But yeah, definitely.
You know, you live in Lawrence. You're here. But you're not here.
Mm-mm.
And everyone's kind of like, when's she going to play in Lawrence? Yeah. When do we get to see her? Like, if there's one thing that people in Lawrence like, it's our local musicians. I wouldn't even say like. We love them. We love them all.
Yeah.
And we love to go support them. And we love to go watch them and have a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think we're patiently waiting for your grand appearance. years.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm really excited to play at Liberty Hall. I mean, I love that spot. You know, I've seen movies there. I've never actually gone to a concert there because I haven't even been here long enough.
Right.
But I've been dying to get in there. So I'm really, like, super excited to finally play there. Yeah, I mean, you know, being able to play shows at home is the best. Like, not having the travel literally takes me 10 minutes to get there.
Yeah, it's... I think it's pretty amazing that you're playing at Liberty Hall before you've even seen a band there. You know, how many people can say that? Not very many people. Not very many people.
No, not at all. I mean, there's so many, you know, I walked by there and, you know, I mean, I saw Fiona was there and Morrissey was there and St. Vincent. I mean, there's so many amazing people that kind of, you know, go through there. And yeah, I mean, am I stoked? Hell yeah.
You should be. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Do you listen to SZA at all? Are you familiar?
Not until I, and not until you're this. Like, yeah.
Come on down.
I have no, you know, like it's so hard, you know, there's so much good music out there.
Totally true.
But yeah, she's like amazing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
It's going to be a good combo.
Yeah.
It's, I think it's really funny how it worked out in a good way. And it's just going to be a fun time, that's for sure. But
I'm stoked.
Where else are you playing at? Are you? Do you have any other upcoming dates around the area?
Yeah, I do, actually. Thank you for bringing that up, because I would have forgotten. yeah, I'm also playing a benefit in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at Dave's Uptown, I think. Yeah, that's what it's called. and it's going to be on the 22nd. It's basically, you know, it's a benefit for... You know, for the Mosh Pit and the Rescue Project, the whole kind of concert is being put on by Dogs Listen to Me. Rob Masters, he's a really good friend of mine. He's trained both of our dogs. And
wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really great guy. And he's putting together this charity event. And all funds are going to help out doggies. So, I mean, you got music and you're helping out dogs. You really can't go wrong with the combo.
I don't think I've ever done a combo like that, but that's like, I could definitely check that off of like my dream show checklist. Like how can that be a bad time?
I don't know. I don't. It's like, impossible.
No.
It's, you know, I mean, you know, like it's going to a good cause and, you know, there's alcohol. So.
Dogs, alcohol, music.
Music. Really? What better combo is there? None.
Food maybe, but yeah. I mean
that's true.
You can sacrifice something. You can always sacrifice something. In this case, it's gonna be food, but it's okay. So very cool. Well, what do you have plans after the SZA, after the benefit show? Are you going on tour? Are you making more music? Are you doing all of the above?
Yeah, I mean, the only reason why I'm home for the next couple of months is I'm making a new EP. Mm-hmm. Evolution, that's what the project, I did a Kickstarter project, and it closed about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I raised a whole bunch of money to make this tiny EP. I'm like, okay, wow, this is great. So yeah, that's coming out in January.
Cool.
So I'm taking this time out to be home and to, you know, make this EP. And then come the end of January, I'm back out on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere, you know, I'm going to be doing a big push for the CP. So I'm going to pretty much every state, you know, doing every festival, South by, you know, I'll be at Wakarusa too.
And oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I will have another show in January at the Bottleneck in
Lawrence. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be really, you know, it's always busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's exciting. It's exciting to hear that you're going to be at Waka and... The Bottleneck. That'll be fun. Bottleneck will be really fun.
It's going to be... I mean, I know I'm playing with another band. Oh, my gosh. there's just so much crap running around in my brain right now. But
we can always check it later and give them a shout out.
Yeah, I have... You know, they're a local band, too. So it's going to be really fun to play with locals and kind of, you know, drink with locals and have a good time. It's going to be fun.
Officially becoming a townie. That's for sure.
I will be a townie. I hope so. Cross my fingers. If y'all let me in, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I don't know if I have much else to say. You answered all the questions I wanted to know, mainly when you're going to come play here, because outside of the SZA, of course.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say? Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, just, you know, come on out and check us out. It's going to be a really good show. I always do my best to put on a really good show. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I have a Facebook. You know, I'm the only Kavehi out there, which makes it easy. But, yeah, I mean, you know, my email's on my website. If you guys have any questions, I answer every single one. So
that's important. Yeah. That's what the fans like to hear.
Yeah. You know, so. I mean, it takes me a while now because I have a buttload of emails to go through every day.
That's
but,
good.
But I get there. Yeah. I get there. I promise. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for stopping in. It's going to be a fun show. The crowd's going to be great. This is going to, I think you're really going to love this crowd. It's, the energy will be high. High level energy. So
I can't wait.
All right. Well, thanks again, Kavehi.
Thank you so much, Haven.